Hello, everyone. I hope that y'all are doing well. This is another episode of the Babies, Books, and Business podcast. But you know what? We're going to try that again because this is a very special edition episode of the Babies, Books, and Business podcast. Because do you know what today is? It's our anniversary. Lord, look at me forgetting all the words. Classic song. Clearly, it's been a long day. I'm recording this at night in preparation for March 1st, 2022. So when you're listening to this, it will be March 1st or whatever day it is that you listen to this. But I'm actually recording this on February 28th in the evening. So it's been a long day already. But yes, we are celebrating 6 years of Christina Canoe Consulting. And I couldn't be more excited. So, of course, well, number one, I was supposed to have been gotten back in the booth, aka my closet, to record an episode. But this called for a very special girl, get your ass in that closet, record this episode moment, because I wanted to just be able to celebrate with my podcast audience and celebrate everything as it relates to CKC turning six. Y'all know how I feel about my business. It's everything to me. It is truly everything to me. And as a business consultant who is constantly working with business owners at every single stage in their journey, whether they are just getting started or they have started and they're trying to figure it out, or they've started, they've been in business for a long time and they're just looking for different elements to enhance their business, it is just incredible. So I wanted to come over here today. I won't be before you long, like they say in church, but really to share 6 lessons that I have learned over the last 6 years in business. The fact that it's been 6 years is just wild to me. But again, I am so excited to be here. Make sure you tag me as you're listening along. That's at Miss Canoe, M-I-S-S-K-A-N-U. And welcome again to another episode of the Babies, Books, and Business podcast. We'll be right back. So yes, we are back. We are back. We are back. I have a new podcast mic. Well, just the mic in general. So I'm super excited for this new mic. I'm sure nobody else cares, but I'm really excited for it. But yes, it has been a interesting journey that just the last couple of weeks before, you know, we get into my 6 lessons that I've learned over the last 6 years in business, but just been super busy, super, super busy working with some different clients on some different projects, as well as just, navigating this thing called full-time entrepreneurship. It's not for the faint at heart. It is not for the faint at heart. It is a very rewarding journey, but it is also a journey that is going to kick your ass. You're going to fall on your face sometimes, but you don't even have that much time to realize that you fell on your face because you have a business to run and you have bills to pay and people to take care of, and just you owe it to yourself to succeed. So yes, let's talk a little bit about this journey. So as I've shared before, and sometimes I feel like, you know, my business anniversary, it's almost like celebrating like a holiday. For me it is. But the difference is that every single year I'm adding another layer of wisdom, growth, lessons learned. So every single year when I get to March 1st of every year, when it's time to celebrate my business anniversary, number one, I'm always going to make sure I celebrate it. It's not something where I need for everybody else to celebrate it, but it's something very important for me to celebrate, because as Rick Ross, as Drake said, Lord, look at me. Whichever one of the two of them it was that said it, you know, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. That was Rick Ross. Rick Ross said that. You wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Or it might have been Drake. Lord, I need to look that up. But it's one of those things of when I decided to start my business, I knew that this was something that I was starting. I knew it was something that it was going, I'm getting like goosebumps. It was something that it was up to me to make sure that it succeeded. And when God gave me the vision, I didn't steer away from it. I didn't run away from it. I didn't know what all was going to happen. I didn't know where the clients were going to come from. I didn't know every service I was going to offer. I didn't know that a couple of months after me starting a business that I was going to get pregnant. I didn't know that half of any of these things were going to happen, but I knew that I wanted to start my business and I knew that I wanted to work with people. And it's just been one hell of a ride. So for me, as I approach my business anniversary every year, I get very anxious about it. I get very excited. I get very introspective the same way around my birthday. And my birthday is October 30th. I get very introspective around my birthday. So the last week, I have just been in a space of, wow, this time last year, you told yourself that on your next business anniversary, you didn't want to be working for anybody else except yourself. That's what I told myself. So I had like this plan of finishing out the year, getting my little end year bonus, and then going ahead and putting my notice in January. That was my plan. And God said, girlfriend, I'm gonna speed on up that timeline. So the fact that it's actually happening and I have notes where I wrote this down and just reflecting on everything is just absolutely wild to me. So let's get into some of these lessons learned. Number one, you have to trust yourself. You have to trust yourself. I'm going to say it again. You have to trust yourself. When it comes to starting your own business, running your own business, managing your own business, you have to trust yourself. You have to trust your journey. You have to trust your process, because there's going to be so many things that are going to happen. Life is going to happen. Bad business deals are going to happen. You're going to fall on your face several times. That's going to also happen. You're going to have some days where you feel like you're just completely like on cloud nine because everything's selling well. You're booked and busy. There's a lot of good going on, but it's one of those things of you have to trust yourself. You have to trust that you have everything within you to execute your business. That is something that I struggled with at times, especially early on. I was just like, oh, you know, here's me and here's my business. And I have a couple clients here and there. But I would fall into imposter syndrome. Like, damn, like, am I ever going to be good enough? Am I ever going to be that good where people are going to really take me serious? But I wasn't trusting myself. I wasn't trusting Christina. I wasn't trusting how dope it was that I am. So I encourage you to make sure that you are trusting yourself every single step of the way. You're trusting that you are just that girl, that guy, that whomever you want to call yourself, that you are going to execute and you are going to succeed. That's something that's super important and super critical. Next, number two, find your niche. Find your niche, find your niche, find your niche. You have to find your tribe of who it is that you are supposed to be working with and or producing materials for, your consumers. You have to, I think one of the lessons I learned is that in the beginning, I wanted to do everything. I was like, oh, Christina Canoe Consulting, this is perfect. So I can do this, I can do that, I can do that, I can do this, I can do that. Any project that someone comes to me with, I'm going to be able to do it. Girl, bye. Bye, sis. Hence why I love playing the target audience game with my clients of helping them to determine who it is that you want to work with. So it's like for me, it wasn't until 2019 going into 2020 when I sat down with Rashad and Elle and they were like, what exactly is it that you want to do? And I realized I enjoy helping people make money. I want to work in the for-profit space. I want to help people do just that. I felt like nonprofits were awesome and they were great, but I just wasn't as overly passionate about it from a consulting standpoint. So once I found my niche at the end of 2019 and then in 2020 when we relaunched everything, that's when I started to feel like, wow, this can be a real thing, because people were coming to me for, I just started a business, I need help with a business, or I've had a business for a while, I'm trying to enhance the business. And then when I started saying no to things that did not align with what my business mission was, that also felt really empowering too. Because I wasn't just going with the wind and just flippy floppy on what it was that I wanted to do. I was understanding and very clear about it. And that made all of the difference. So you trust yourself let me jump in back to one of the old points with your niche. It is, and it's rewarding and it's refreshing, because then your audience is also going to learn you specifically for what exactly it is that you do. Number three, it's okay to fuck up. And let me take a sip of water while y'all process that. It's okay to fuck up. You're not always going to get it right. You are not always going to get it right. There have been several instances where I worked with clients that I had no business working with. There are instances where I forgot to do something. There are instances where I forgot that I had meetings. There's just so many instances, and it's okay to fuck up. Granted, you can't be fucking up every day, but it's okay. You're going to have a couple of moments in your business where it's like, damn, I didn't meet the expectation, or I said I was going to have this done by this time, and it's actually a whole different day. You're not perfect. You're not a robot. You are a human being. And so as business owners, we have to factor in that human error can happen. It doesn't mean that you're a fuck up. That's not what that means. But it just understand that it's okay if sometimes you miss the mark. It's okay if sometimes you have to figure it out. It's okay to be confused. It's okay to ask questions. Because again, it's okay to fuck up. We all end up doing it. It doesn't matter how great you are at business. We all end up messing up at some point. Number four, not everybody wants you to win, sis. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Not everybody wants you to win. So let me park here for a second. Phew. And I'm actually going to pause because I hear my child. Okay, I'm back. My boss, my junior CEO, he said that I was too noisy, so I guess he could hear me recording. So I'm going to try to wrap this up so I don't get in trouble and get put out my house by Jace. So not everybody wants you to win. And there are people who do want you to be win, and be grateful for those people. Be grateful for the people who celebrate you, who are excited for you, who are just over the moon and glad that you are pursuing your dreams. But what I have found is that people, when they don't understand your journey and they don't understand that you're walking in God's purpose for your life, and when they can't make sense of it, some of the things that happen is they have a lot of critique, they have a lot of feedback, and they have just a lot of unnecessary things to say that are going to draw you away from wanting to actually pursue your business. But see, the thing that I always tell clients and consumers is that there's so many other people who might have the same idea as you. So you're sitting here getting so caught up and distracted and moved by somebody who doesn't want you to win, where you could have been utilizing that time to actually win in your business, to actually focus on your business, to actually take your business to the next level. That's what you could have been doing. But no, you were so focused on all of the people, all the haters, all the people, you know, who were just throwing shade and the people who were being petty. Get very clear that not everybody wants you to win. There are people who you're going to share them with them your ideas, and they're going to have nothing but negative feedback to say. There are going to be people who pray against you. There are going to be people who they have nothing nice or positive or kind to say about your business. But again, you are clear now that not everybody wants you to win. So by nature of not everybody wanting you to win, you already know what the deal is. But you keep shooting your three-point shots. You keep doing that. You absolutely keep doing that because, again, you need to want yourself to win enough just to compensate for the fact that not everybody wants you to be great and not everybody wants you to take your business to the next level. So making sure that you understand that people, not everybody is on team you, but as long as you are on team you and the Most High God is on team you, that's more than enough teammates that you need. Next point. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. It's so easy, especially as women, especially as Black women, to lose our focus because we're focused on home life, mom life, boo, hubby, whatever it is that you want to call him. We're focused on everything else except ourselves, and that ends up being very detrimental. So I need for you to keep your focus. I need for you to figure out what it is that you need to do that's going to motivate you. That's going to motivate you and take you to the next level of success, because I believe in you and I believe that it is that you can do it. But it's about staying focused. If that means calendaring every single hour of your day, which I do, cool. If that means going to sleep early and waking up late, or I said that backwards. Yeah, going to sleep early. That way you're able to wake up early and do what it is that you need to do, and then also go back to sleep again that same night early. Figure out whatever it is that you need to do to keep your focus. Do that, because people don't care if you fuck up. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the final point. So the final point, and this is a huge one, is your price is your price. That's your price. And whatever it is that you say that your price is, that is your price. Of course, you know, at the end of last year, my man's Fat Joe, yesterday's price is not today's price. And of course, that went viral, and people were like, oh, but a lot of us have been hollering about price before Fat Joe said it. Your price is your price. I've seen it happen several times where I've worked with clients and they like say a number, and I'm like, you're not even charging within your market. You're charging too low. You're charging crackhead prices, as Rashad Harris, shout out to Rashad, would say. You're out, like, you're just saying a number and, oh, that number sounds good. Or you're afraid of the number that you're saying and you feel like as if people aren't going to pay you that. Granted, not everybody's business is intended to have these, luxury or high-end numbers. That's just not the nature of how business works. Some people, they are charging a little bit lower based on what it is that they're offering. But understanding that as your value is growing as a business owner, so should your price. If your value isn't growing, then you need to keep your numbers where they are. But it is okay to charge more than $5 for your services. And I'm being dramatic by saying $5, but that's something that's super important. I tell people all the time, I started out at $15. $15 a pop for a 1 hour consultation, which is so crazy now. When I look back at it, but at the time, I needed to grow. I needed to expand. I needed to do different things. And one of the things that you'll find is as you start to increase your prices, is usually you're going to lose some clients. You're going to lose clients, but losing clients is just a part of the game. You're going to lose clients. You're going to gain clients. Not everybody who's going to be there from the beginning is going to stick around to the end. And that's okay too. Because once you get to that point, you really don't have time to really freak out about that. But going back to the point about your price is your price, don't count what's in people's pockets. Don't assume that you know how much people are going to pay, because there's going to be some people you assume that they would have enough to pay for your services, but in the reality, they don't. And then there's some people you might think, oh, they don't have enough to pay for my services. But in reality, those are the people who will. People will get money from wherever it is that they want to, for whatever it is that they truly want to do. I recently was working with someone and I gave them a number and they tried to give me a number back and they were like, well, this is how much I wanted to pay. I said, well, this is how much my services are. And said it with a straight face. It's no love lost. It's not being mean. It's not being rude. It's not being nasty, but it's about protecting the integrity of your business and standing up for what it is that you believe that you should be getting paid. I love the example everybody gives. We don't go to the grocery store and be like, these Roma tomatoes shouldn't cost this much. This loaf of bread shouldn't cost this much. That's how you should treat your business. People shouldn't be telling you how much it is that you should be charging them. It is what it is. I even, when it comes to the homie discount, the sister discount, and the friends and the family discount, some people, they feel like that's a necessary portion of their business. I don't offer any such of the thing. Not anymore. Once upon a time, I did. I used to have just, it was mainly, I had a certain discount. And what I found over the years is that people will do what it is that they want to do. And sometimes people won't necessarily respect the fact that they are getting a lower price. So I just, it's a lot easier for me to just charge everybody the same thing, whether you are my best friend in the whole entire world, because I do a lot of people who are very close to me, I am their business consultant. And it makes things easier because I'm not going to shortchange you what you're getting in terms of what I'm giving a client that I don't know who found me randomly on Instagram or the internet versus somebody who I've grown up with or somebody who I've known for a long time. It's just super important. So charge your price because your price is your price. Stop getting nervous about whether or not you're charging the right thing and whether or not people are going to pay it. There's somebody out there who will pay it. And lastly, a bonus one, find the door and walk in. A lot of the times we're expecting for business to come easy. We're expecting for people to just want to work with us just because we just happen to file an LLC and tell people like, hey, I have a business. That's just the basic level of what it is that you're supposed to be doing. It requires all of you. Let me say that again. It requires all of you, but it also requires you to be smart enough to believe. Maddie James said something really important about you deserve to be there. You deserve to be on that call. You deserve to be in that Zoom room. You deserve to be at that meeting. You deserve to be at that table, is what it was that she said. Shout out to Maddie James. But it's one of those things too of understanding that find a door. Knock on the door and go in because you deserve to be there. You deserve to be at these tables. You deserve to have these opportunities, but you also have to look for these opportunities, not just, oh, I wonder if it's raining opportunities today. Even if it's not raining opportunities, you better get your umbrella out.
you better put on those rain boots and understand that opportunity, sometimes you have to go and you have to go get them. There's so many times where I've just shot shots that I shouldn't have even been shooting. Sometimes they've gotten, sometimes they didn't. Sometimes something came of it, sometimes it didn't. But it taught me to always bet on myself. It gave me that confidence that, why not me? I live by that quote, why not me? Whenever imposter syndrome starts to kick in, I'm like, why not me? So it's like, when I think back over the last 6 years of the fact that I really, this business went from me putting it on a sticky note, Christina Canoe Consulting, at the end of 2015, to getting my LLC paperwork back on March 1st, 2016, to finding out, and I said this earlier, to finding out that I'm preggo, to finishing up graduate school, to working a full-time job on top of being a single mom, on top of running this business I just started, on top of still doing Uber Eats for a couple of years, in the midst of doing all of that, to still maintaining a social life, to still being able to be there for family and friends, to doing all of these things, to now at year six in the business. What if I would have quit a couple years ago? What if I would have said, fuck it? I wouldn't have gotten to the point that God knew that I was going to get to, of me being able to work for myself. So I say all of this to say, family, that your dreams, keep pursuing them. Don't let anybody deter you. You are worth everything and then some. You deserve to do everything that you're doing. Your business that you're running, you deserve to run that business, and you deserve to run that business well. And yeah, you're going to want to quit sometimes. I've wanted to quit several times. I wanted to say, fuck this shit. I don't want to do this no more. People getting on my nerves. People aren't paying their invoices. People are, you know, ghosting their consultant. People are just ignoring text messages. People are starting businesses and then saying, fuck it. I've seen it all happen over the last 6 years. Do you understand me? I've literally seen it all happen. I've, you know, my relationships with family and friends and stuff have changed. I've been in horrible relationships. I've been in relationships with people who didn't believe in my business. I've literally had so many things happen, but still standing. So, and I believe that all of you, you have what it takes for you to still be standing. So I wrap by saying thank you to everybody who has supported me over the last 6 years, whether it has been you've been a client of mine, whether it has been that you have just supported me on social media, encouraged me, whether you have slid in the DMs and just said something super kind, whether you listen to this podcast, you watch Tea with CKC, whatever it is that you've done to support Christina Canoe Consulting from at any point from 2016 until now, 2022. Thank you. And I honor you. And I'm just so eternally grateful. I really am. It has been quite the journey, and I'm excited to watch the journey continue on. So that's all I got for y'all. Time to go and celebrate and I always take my business anniversary off. Well, no, I didn't always. Now I have started. I think last year was one of the first years I did. And now it's like, oh, I'm gonna keep this party going. I'm not gonna do a whole lot of work, a little bit of work. I'll check some emails intermittently and pay some bills, pay some invoices for a lot of my vendors who have to get paid today. But thank you all. I love you all. Be sure to share this and see you soon. This has been another episode of the Babies, Books, and Business podcast, hosted by yours truly, Miss Canoe. Oh, lastly, if you need a business consultant or a branding consultant, please be sure to check out my Calendly, check out my website, and see how CKC can enhance your business. So looking forward to working with you all. Ta-ta!